Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo nate.
Now we want to move on again.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusomfa Bible.
And a Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinyere Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinira mbuweereza buno.
We bless in this ministry.
Obwo okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move rich unto you.
Enteekateeka za Katonda ez'omutindo.
God's standard strategies.
Ez'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa za service zonna.
Of fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Nakusimbudde mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
And it's moved in this nation Uganda.
Okuva omwaka guno 2022.
From this year 2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So ngatu chagena masu.
So as we still move on.
Nukura vikanga, tukomekereza.
To see that we conclude.
Enteka teka ya Katonda eyo mutindo. Eyo mukaga.
The sixth standard strategy of God.
Imanyiki duanga abakunguzi bemioyo.
Which is known as the harvesters of spirits.
Okujija musi.
To get them from this earth.
Okujitu wala mkuru.
To take them to heaven.
Natujuonya geena.
As we set them from hell.
Ninyanja yomuri.
And the lake of fire.
Iranga banu.
And these ones.
Bakorira wansi wa government ebiri.
They work under the two governments.
Government za Katonda ebiri ezo mkuru kusi.
The two God's heavenly governments of the earth.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okuri government yesuka.
Where is the first government?
Nikidwanga government ya Katonda yo muguru ku
which is known as God's heavenly government on the earth.
Erino vunanzibwa.
It has a responsibility.
Okulabanga ebikolebwa muguru.
See that things done in heaven.
Bikolebwa ku nsi.
Are done on earth.
Era nokulabanga.
Even to see.
Okutesa ku muguru.
The council of heaven.
Kumnywezibwa ku nsi.
Established on the earth.
Ngechi subize chiri mu Isaiah sureyo eyo mukaga.
As the promise
there. Sureyo mwenda.
Isaiah chapter 9.
Onyuro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Awamu no ruo musamu.
Even verse 7.
Weyogera anti government.
When he said the government.
Tirabu mwana atuzalidwa.
Behold the child is born to us.
Mwana
atuweredwa. And the son is given.
Na government ye enabira kubigabiga.
The government shall be upon his shoulder.
Era yomwe atugamba tayi sura ye mukaga.
The same told us in the Matthew 6.
Mwana ruo 10.
Verse 9 and 10.
Ntiwe tusaba tusabenti.
When we pray that.
Kitafari muguru.
Father in heaven.
Erinya lyo litukuzibwe.
Allow us be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. As done in heaven. Now God is heavenly government on the earth. Responsible to see things done in heaven. They are done on earth. In the council of heaven. Established on the earth.
Then
we have the second government. God is government in the governments of the earth.
Government
that's known as the central government. God is heavenly governments on the earth.
It
has a responsibility to reconcile governments of the world
with
God is heavenly governments on the earth which works within church.
The
only ones of God on the earth. Together to sing that they prove to governments of the world that God rules in their governments 99% as it speaks in Daniel chapter 4 verse 24 up to 26 until they will know that the Most High rules in kingdoms of children of men and that heaven
do
rule on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And that is in Romans chapter 13. Verses
1
to
4.
That rulers are set up by God. To establish the commands of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. So thus we began.
Department
to see the eight departments.
Of each
of these two. God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we still move to concluding.
Department
yomunana. The eight departments. Which make up God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And this time on.
Department
we conclude this sixth department.
Department,
department of the teaching priests. In the holy church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We studied many things on it.
We've
gotten revealed many things. In this time, and we move on to conclude
division
the seven divisions of responsibilities of the teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God.
The
presence of God, it is the glory of God, and the works of God,
of
the entire heavens and earth. Praise Jesus much.
So,
so we last saw, after we had concluded the sixth division of responsibilities of the teaching praise. Praise Jesus
much.
And we saw that that division, how was it?
You
remind your brethren.
Wanji. You
don't remember. How shall we move on when you don't remember what we last saw? We last saw, has God created four heavens and their fullness, even the 10 planets with their fullness?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
when we saw in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, even the verse 4, when he said, thus the entire heavens
were
finished to be created, and the earth with all their hosts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we looked in many scriptures where there was Deuteronomy chapter 10, it was verse 14. Joined up those heavens, we saw them very well, and the total of four heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we looked to what concerneth the earth. When we saw in the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31, we have the habitable earth, known as the planet Earth. Yet there are also other planets. We saw them in the 2 Kings, chapter 23, verses 5. Praise Jesus much. So this day, we want to move on with the 7th division of responsibility of the teaching praise. Praise Jesus much. We're moving on with the 7th division of responsibilities of the teaching priest. As we reveal the fullness of God the Father, God, the Word we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with God the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. I want to write down that heading well. We reveal the fullness of God the Father. God, the Word we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with God the Holy Spirit, we know as the Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. Yes, these ones have their fullness. Each one of them, though the three agree in one, because they came from the one that is the Father, as we've come seeing. Praise Jesus much. Now when we remember in Isaiah chapter 11, verse
9,
the promise of God is like this. Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 9.
Tebalirumya ne wankubadde okuzikirira ku lusozi luno. Ne wankubadde okuzikirira ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga ensi erijjula okumanya Mukama ng'amazzi bwe gasaanikira ennyanja.
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Yes. According to the promise of God in the Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, he said they shall no more hurt, neither be destroyed on any of God's holy mountain, because the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. Praise Jesus much. They will no more hurt, and they will no more be destroyed. Because we know in the Hosea 4 verse 6, God's people have been getting destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That will no more happen. Because he promised the earth will be filled knowledge of God. As the waters cover the sea. But when we fill the earth knowledge of God, there is an aspect we look into. And we reveal fullness of God the Father. Fullness of God the Word.
Who
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And fullness of God with the Holy Spirit. We know most the Spirit of the Lord. Or the Spirit of God. Or the Spirit of Christ. And this fullness is known very well. And then the glory of God increases in the midst of the world. Praise Jesus much. According to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, to reach the verse 19, he promised to reveal the fullness of God. Let us read, we see.
Ephesians chapter 3,
verse 17.
Kristo atulenga mitima jamwe, oroku kiliza, muberenga ne mizi, munyeze wenga mkwagala.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Verse 18.
Mulyoke muwebwe amanyi okukwatangana amagezi awamu n'obutukuvu bonna obugazi n'obuwanvu n'obugulumivu n'okugenda wansi bwebiri.
May be able to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth, the length, the depth and height. Verse 19.
Okumanya okwagala kwa Kristo okusinga okutegeerwa mulyoke mufuna okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes. These three verses, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, that to be able to comprehend,
we
must have been revealed the full knowledge of God, which means
we
revealed the fullness of God. Praise Jesus much. When we've understood that, verse 17 has said, verse 18, that we may comprehend the breadth, the length, the depth, even the height of God. But those, they pass through the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God. Praise Jesus much. That a person like that, nothing you tell them to take them from God. That because they get rooted in Christ, they get rooted how? When they get the full knowledge of God, as they've been revealed, the fullness of God. Praise Jesus much. In that time, they know the breadth, which is unknown. Even the length, which you cannot imagine. Even the depth, which is unknown. Even the height. In the height of God, you cannot imagine. And a person like that, they reach on the wisdom of God, which fails many. They reach on the understanding of God, which fails many. They reach in the extreme castle of God. They
are
close to the unlimited power of God. They get all light of knowledge, they enlighten in everything. They get fear of God, which never changes.
As
they hate evil for they know they are God. They glorify God by the Spirit of God who sit in them.
Zaburi,
Psalms chapter
139,
starting from verse 5. There is knowledge which fails
people,
and it fails people, it is exceeding. Like you try to see in the breadth of God. Let's read, we see.
Zaburi chikumi asatu mwomo endo linyiru akutano.
Psalms 139 verses 5.
Onzingiza mumaso nenyuma, erontaddeko omukono gwo.
You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me.
Olunyolomukaga.
Verse 6.
Okumanya kulinga okwo kwa kitalo kunema kwa waguru. Siinza kutuukako.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Yes.
Nti okumanya ngoku.
That such knowledge.
Kwa kitalo kunema.
It is high.
Kuli waguru nyo.
It is far high. For you go in the height of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
those who say that we cannot reveal the fullness of God.
Yet,
him in the scriptures he promises. So that is for the teaching priests. Those who've come study of much. And when we first heard of all in the Second Chronicles. Chapter 15, verse 3, that for a long time Israel or the church, they had not a true God, they had no teaching priests, and they had not the laws. But these teaching priests, when they manifest, they reveal the full knowledge of God. And they reveal the laws of God. Because the mouth of the priest, they have to have knowledge. And it is filled very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
as I have told you, that in this seventh division of responsibilities of teaching priests, they have to reveal fullness of God the Father. Fullness of God in the world, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, together with fullness of the Holy Spirit, fullness of God in the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of Christ. Those are what we usually use in the Bible. Praise Jesus much. But part A, yes, we want to first look to the fullness of God the Father. The fullness of God the Father. It is to say, the breadth, the length, the depth, even the height of God. God the Father. Man. Those who say the things we've gone into. Praise Jesus much. We say we are in this part A. Yes. We reveal the fullness of God the Father. In the breadth. In length, in the depth, even the height. The fullness of God the Father. It starts from above all the heavens. The fullness of God the Father. It begins from above all the heavens. And proceeds on to the beginning and the end. And it proceeds ahead to the beginning and the end. And it makes the entire new heavens and the new earth. And it makes the entire new heavens and the new earth which are unending. To enter into the everlasting. Yes. Now we're going to look for scriptures to explain that to us. Yes. We say that the fullness of God the Father, it begins from above all the heavens, proceed ahead to the beginning and the end, where we find the new heavens and the new earth which are unending, to enter into the everlasting.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omuntu yenna n'asobola okutegeera.
Any person will be able to understand.
Obujjuvu wa Katonda Kitaffe.
The fullness of God the Father.
Ayina okuba ng'amanyi kye bayita waggulu w'eggulu
yonna. They must know what we called above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end, before creation happened, there is where we find the entire new heavens
and
the new earth which are unending,
which
enter in the everlasting of God the Father. Yes. You move from planet Earth, you ascend to pass through all the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because if you are to meet our Father,
Bible
begins saying like this in Ephesians. Ephesians
4,
verse 6. It speaks this on God the Father. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
Katondomu, chitayo wabona, ali waguru wabiona. Aita mu byonna era ali mu mwe mwenna.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
He,
yes.
Katonda omu,
one God,
kitayo wabonna,
Father of all,
ali waguru wa byonna,
who is above all.
Bwoba oli wakutandika okumanya,
if you are beginning to know
obujjuvu bwa Katonda Kitaffe,
the fullness of God the Father, you have to first go above all the heavens. For he is above all. And you proceed on ahead to the beginning and the end. Before creation happened, there we find the entire new heavens and the new earth, which are unending, which enter into the everlasting of God the Father. Because the new heavens and the new earth, which are unending, they were not created. But it's one of the body of God the Father, which enters in the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
as we read in Ephesians 4 verse 6, that one God, Father of all,
who
is above all, if you are to know of him,
you
never see his fullness as you move from this earth,
though
you pass through all the heavens, not yet begun to see of his breadth, his length, his depth, even his height. They begin right above all the heavens. And in Ephesians chapter
4,
that we've just read,
verse 9
and 10, you have to ascend, pass through all the heavens. Who is above all. Let us read with here. Ephesians chapter
4,
verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Verse
10. Wagulu enyo kusinga heaven zonna alioka atukirize byonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things.
He,
yes.
Oye yaka munsi muno,
he would descended in this earth. He again ascended,
naita muguru yonna,
passed through all the heavens,
na agenda waguru waguru yonna,
above all the heavens. When you reach there,
you have
reached to a Father who is above all things, above the heavens, above all the heavens.
And
that is why I have told you that the fullness of God the Father, it begins from above all the heavens
and
proceeds on ahead to the beginning and the end, before creation happens. There we find
the
entire new heavens and the new earth which never ends, which enter in the everlasting of God the Father. Yes.
Those
of the heavenly journey, they came from there. Now you move from this earth. You pass through all the heavens. That blue heaven you see. We saw it's the fourth created heaven. Which makes the rim below. And you enter the rim above. You pass through three heavens. There you have not begun on one called the Father. When you reach above all the heavens, you begin on understanding fullness of God the Father. Yes. And you're moving.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are free to move from this earth. But if you move past through all the heavens, all through there you're still passing through one called God of the world. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. For his fullness makes up from the planet earth, even the entire heavens. There we've not handled the Father.
Said
the Father is above all the heavens. We start on him and above the heavens. Anytime you move in understanding, just as on the other day you'll move from this earth,
as
prepare to move, go see him. Praise Jesus much.
You've
read the Genesis chapter 28 verses 12, and you move from planet earth, you pass through the heavens, all the heavens. You ascend above all the heavens. Let us read, we see. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12.
Nalote chiroto, era laba, amadala agasimbidwa kutaka, nentiko ya gonge tuse mugulu, era nga ba malaika, era laba ba malaika ba katonda nga balinya, era nga ba kakugo.
And he dreamt, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it.
Olavye.
Have you seen?
He
saw a ladder from the door of heaven stretched down to the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now you move from this earth. Enter the door of that heaven you see, which is blue. It's the fourth created heaven. It makes up the rim below. As we read in the topics we finished before. And you pass through three other heavens in the rim above. And then you reach above the heavens. And you to see of presence of God the Father,
his
fullness where it can be.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I want us to get this image, get down to the fourth heaven. Yes. Let's move and you pass through. All those heavens, you pass through them. You go above them.
Okay.
You move it as you keep studying.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
have you seen the Genesis 28, verse 12? Ladders
straight
from the door of the heaven you see up there. Come down, touch this earth. You descend upon them, ascend on them. Now when you ascend, you pass the door of that fourth created heaven. Is it displayed?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You move from the planet Earth,
but again, somewhere.
Someone should demonstrate it there. Where planet Earth is, you move from there. You go to the door of the heaven in the north.
You
enter into the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. You pass through the northern door of that heaven. You enter the second created heaven where there are four living creatures. You be on that side as you point where we, whatever we speak about.
Akasonga. Temuina kasonga. Ah, yes, you was with
you. Praise Jesus much.
When
you remove it, then you'll have to unfold it.
Okay.
Pull it to this side. It can have space to get out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
according to Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, you move from the planet Earth.
You
pass through the door of the heaven which is blue up there. The northern door. And you enter the next created heaven in the rim above. Where we find the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. And you pass through the northern door of the first created heaven where there is the city of God. You enter the second created heaven where there are four living creatures. Now when you pass through the northern door of that heaven, of the second created heaven where we find four living creatures, you enter the third heaven, the third created heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 to 4, as it is spoken of in that scripture. Now you pass through the northern door of that heaven, the third heaven, and you reach above all the heavens. When you reach above all the heavens, you've reached in the height of God. And you still need to move ahead. Not go to the east, neither the west.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Most when you speak above all the heavens, when you ascend past through the third heavens, you reach above all the heavens, you are finished all. No. You reach the north of above all the heavens.
Understand,
there is even the south of it. Of above all the heavens. For here too we have come from the heaven, the rim.
Now
we have the south of above all the heavens. Yes. It is the depth of God the Father. Now we have the east of above all the heavens. We call the breadth. Even the west of above all the heavens. Listen, that these things are advanced. That is grown mature.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. But in the head, what I wanted you to first get, that the fullness of God the Father starts from above all the heavens. It starts where? Above all the heavens. And proceeds on to the beginning and the end. Before creation happened. There is where we find the entire new heavens and the new earth which never ends, which enter everlasting of God the Father.
Aha.
Yes. Because what, when you look in them, they are clearly understood. Now what's troubled you is one thing.
That
when you've gone above all the heavens, we reach in the north of above all the heavens. Yet there is the east,
even
west of above all the heavens, even the south of above all the heavens.
Wanji. Amen. bitegerekeka.
They are clear.
Obitegedde.
Have you understood them? Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. Now imagine you are in a balloon. You move out of it on the top. You think, have you not moved out by its north? Does it not have the west? It has not the east.
North.
Has not west, south? Now, all these heavens, when you move above the heavens of them, you move via the north of above the heavens. It means there is west and east, even the south of above all the heavens.
Amen.
Have you
understood the example? Let's come on the house. This house, when you move throughout its roofs, you move via its north. If you are up on the top of it, it has east, it has a west. If you can sprout out under it,
it
would have had the south of it. Still, if not understood, most when they hear above all the heavens, they when they move out up there, where is the west and the east above all the heavens? That is the Father, it goes all that far. That's why Ephesians has told you. Ephesians chapter
3.
Let's repeat it, verse 17. Verse 18.
It
needs to know the breadth, the length. Yes. The depth and the height of God. Let's read, we see. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18.
Mulyoke muweebwe amaanyi okukwatangana amagezi awamu n'abatukuvu bonna obugazi n'obuwanvu n'obugulumivu n'okugenda wansi bwebiri.
May be able to comprehend with all holy ones what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Yes.
Height
is the north. Sure.
Depths to meet us south.
Breadth is the south. The depth,
yeah.
Yes. The depth is the south.
Then you bugazi.
Breadth. We in the east.
Ubuavu tugenze no west.
Length, we are in the west.
Wanji.
Are we together? Now it means, if you reach above all the heavens,
so directions on ajezi,
all those directions, they are there. Of God.
That
when you reach above all the heavens, if you go up to the beginning and the end, before creation happened, there we find the new heavens and the new earth, which never ends, which enter to the everlasting of God the Father. As they are in the north, the way they are in the south, the way they are in the west, the way they are in the east of God the Father. Yes. The new person wonders, I said,
don't
they study God?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. So as we repeat, there I have been explaining. Move on scriptures, they move to interpret for us these words we have spoken. Let's repeat Genesis 28, verse 12.
Genesis chapter 28, verse 12.
And he dreamt, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes. Means you move from this planet Earth, ascend through the fourth created heaven, the blue heaven you see up there. Now in the room above, there are three other heavens you pass through to reach above all the heavens. That's why in the second Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, they speak of the third heaven. It's the last in these heavens which we are created in the realm above. Second Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1.
Chingwani do kwenyu miriza. Ne wakubadenga te kusana. Na eka ngende mukole sewa. No kubikuluwa kwa mukama. Kwa mukama wafe.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord.
Olunyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Manyo muntu mu Kristo. Eyaka male miyake kuminena. Oba mu mubiri simanyi, oba watali mubiri simanyi, Katonda amanyi, okutwalibwa omuntu alibwa atyo muguru eryokusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
when you move from this earth,
oyita muguru yolengera.
You pass through the blue heaven you see up there, the first created heaven, which makes up the rim below. Then you enter into the rim above. There we find three heavens. And the third heaven is the last in the rim above.
As
read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Now when you pass through that one, you've gone above all the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So it means
in the summary, in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14, when you move from planet Earth, you pass through four heavens to go above all the heavens. Let's read we here. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14.
Lava, mukama katonda wo, ye nanyini guru, ne guru eria waguru, ensi era nebijirimu byonna.
Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, your God. The earth also, with all that is in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He says that behold, the heaven and the heaven, that is two, of heavens, they are of the Lord. Even the earth and all boasts in them. That scripture shows you four heavens coming from this planet Earth. You have to first pass through all of them. You go above all the heavens. But remember, every heaven which is there is big enough. But you pass through all, you go above all the heavens. To be able to begin on the fullness of God the Father, which begins above all the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we began still, I want to get back where we began from. Ephesians chapter
4
verse
6.
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Yes. One God, Father of all, who is above all. Now God the Father, he is right above all the heavens. And he sees through all the heavens and earth which are today.
It means
him, his fullness. It is right above all the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why it's told you always. In the Job chapter 28, verse 23 and 24. And he says like this.
Job chapter 28,
verse
23.
God understands its way. And he knows its place. Verse
24.
For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens. Yes. He looks at the ends of the earth and he sees what is in under all the heavens. The person to see things which are in the all heavens and all the earth, he must be above them. Praise Jesus much. Now him, God the Father,
when
the time you speak of fullness of God the Father, what comes in your head
that
I have to go above all the heavens? Praise Jesus much. When I reach above all the heavens, I go to the beginning and the end. For at the beginning and the end, where he based as the created heavens and earth which are today.
For
when we read in the Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 1, we say like this. Genesis chapter 1 verses
1.
In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. Have you seen? In the beginning,
that's
where God best to create heavens and earth which are today.
Means
if I want to go at the beginning, I first go above all the heavens. Then I proceed on ahead to the beginning. Very clear. I cannot go to the beginning before going above all the heavens. Because at the beginning,
it's
where we're best to create the heavens and the earth. If I want to go to the beginning, I must go above all the heavens. And then I proceed on to the beginning. But what I see at the beginning, it's the entire new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. What I see at the beginning,
it's
entire new heavens and the new earth. Because the heavens which is today, when they will pass away, I see the new heavens and the new earth. Yes. Heavens which is and the earth, when they will pass away, I see the entire new heavens and the new earth. Have you understood? I have said like this. If I want to go at the beginning, I have to first go above all the heavens. Because at the beginning, where God best creating the heavens and earth which are today, means if I want to go there, I must pass through all the heavens. I go above all the heavens. I reach at the beginning. But what I see at the beginning,
it's
the entire new heavens and the new earth. Because heavens and earth which are today, when they pass away, I see the new heavens and the new earth.
That's
Revelation chapter 21 and the verse 1. Revelation chapter 21 verse
1. Kubanga guru eryo lubereberye nense lubereberye ngabigenze nenyanja ngatechaliwo.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. Yes.
Nenda beguru onerija.
And I saw the entire new heavens
nensi
and the new earth.
Kubanga
because
eguru na The
first heavens and the first earth were passed away. Yes, very clear. What hindered me to see the new heavens has been heavens and earth which are here today. Yes. Now, there it's good to understand that the fullness of God the Father, who is above all, to start on it, I have to go above all the heavens. When I reach above all the heavens, I proceed on to the beginning and the end before creation happened. When I copy on beginning and the end, I enter into new heavens and the new earth. I go beyond new heavens and a new earth. I enter the everlasting of God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that what is said Revelation 21:1, and I saw the entire new heavens and the new earth. Because the first heavens and the earth, they had passed away.
Means
in their passing away, they have been like an obstacle. Something in the you see what is above all the heavens. Have you understood me well?
So the
Bible says in 2 Peter, chapter 3,
the
heavens and earth which are today, they are to pass away. But we wait for the new heavens and the new earth where righteousness dwells. But righteousness is God Himself, is the Father. Say that be holy just as He is holy. That is where He dwells.
Aha.
Petero chokubire sura ya 3 onyole 12.
2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 12.
Ngamusubira ngamwegomba nyolu nakulwa katondo okutuuka olulisanusa eguru ngaliokebwa ne bintu ebyamu nebisebengerera olwebugu mwelinji.
Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, in which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Verse
14.
Nevertheless, we according to His promise look for new heavens and new earth in which dwelleth righteousness. Yes. Now in your preaching of the gospel, you may find a riddle. And someone asks and they tell you, when I read in the Bible, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 downward, I see heavens and earth which are going to pass away. Now you tell us, we get saved that we go in heaven. Heaven going to melt away, you tell us it's where we're going to go. You tell them, the entire heavens and earth which are today, on the day of the Lord, they are going to pass away. But we head on to the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end, reaching everlasting of God the Father. That's been a riddle.
The
person can read for you
and
say, you say we go to heaven, but we read that heaven is going to pass away. You see how you never know concerning the fullness of God. And you don't know what to answer that person. And you don't know the other new heavens and the entire new earth, those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, which reaches to the everlasting of God. Praise Jesus much. That heaven, all the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens, At the beginning and the end, enter the everlasting of God. We hear most God use a word that behold, I create a new heaven.
Not
that he creates it is not there. It is there.
For
John sees it's there.
But creates
it in our mind, we never knew it, and
we
did not know where it is. When
we
read Isaiah 65, verse
17,
we hear of these words.
Isaiah chapter
65,
verse 17.
For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. Yes. The behold, I create the entire new heavens and the new earth. The former shall not be remembered, neither come into your mind. Not that it creates it, it's not there. The entire new heavens and the new earth, which are unending, enter in the everlasting of God. They are what make up fullness of God the Father.
Not
that he creates them now, they were there and they are there, it is him. Praise Jesus much.
Just,
they are being created in our mind that we understand them. Isaiah 48 says,
they
have been created now and not of old. In your mind.
Lest
you say you knew them. Let's read the verse 3. Isaiah chapter 48, verse
3.
I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I have shown them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Yes.
He declared
us things which are former. He did them from the beginning.
He
spoke them from his mouth and he showed them and he did them suddenly. Concerning the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, which make up fullness of God, God the Father, to reaching the everlasting. Not that he creates them, now they are of old.
Just
in this our minds, where they are being created now. Let's read the verse 4. Isaiah chapter
48,
verse
4.
Because I knew that you are obstinate, and your neck is an iron sinew, and your bronze. Verse
5. Nachiranga joli olemengo kuogera nti ekifananyi kyange kye kibikoze na kifananyi kyange chole na kifananyi kyange kisanuse bye bibiragide.
I have even from the beginning declared it to you. Before it came, I showed it to you, lest you should say, my idol has done them, and my graven image and my molten image has commanded them.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Wachiulira. Laba bino byonna namwe temuli kibuulira. Nkulaze ebigambo ebijja okuva mu biro bino. Ebigambo ebyakwekebwa byotamanyanga.
You have heard. Now, see all this, and will you not declare it? I have showed you new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. Yes.
When you
come from verse 5, he says,
I have even from the beginning declared it to you.
right from the beginning, in the beginning, where we find new heavens and the new earth, they enter the everlasting of God the Father.
Before it came to pass, I showed it to you.
He showed them to John. Revelation 21, verse 1. He must
say,
ebifaananyi byange bibi bikoze n'ebifaananyi ebyole n'ebyo ebyoleddwa bibi biragidde. Don't say these gods who never created heaven and earth, the fallen angels, they did them. They were of old.
And
when you reach above all the heavens, you begin the fullness of God the Father.
And
you proceed of the beginning and the end. There we find it a new heavens and a new earth which never ends, which enter in the everlasting of God the Father to make up fullness of God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Verse
6
and 48 say,
you have heard, now see all this, and will you not declare it?
He,
yes.
After you say, won't you declare them? Have you heard them? You want to declare them? He ends saying,
I have sold you new things from this time.
If they are indeed new,
even hidden things, and you did not know them.
What did you know about them? Okay, to count to pause. And you know of fullness of God the Father,
which begins
above all the heavens,
goes
to the beginning and the end. There we find the entire new heavens and the new earth which never ends,
and
enter in the everlasting of God the Father. These are great words. Verse 7 says, they are created now. They are created now, but they were there from the beginning. Isaiah chapter 48, verse
7.
They are created now and not from the beginning, even before the day when you heard them not, lest you should say, behold, I knew them.
What?
No, no. Who knew them before?
Me,
God never took me the heavenly journey.
We
moved right from planet Earth, moved me through the scriptures, knowing the life of the Bible, even it's true, in its existence. We
move
from planet Earth, we read everything within it in the Bible. We enter in the dear heavens.
We
read the stars, everything. Enter the heavenly rim above. Enter in the first created heaven,
where
the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. We started the fullness there.
Enter
second created heaven rim above, where we find four living creatures, store of spirits,
of
creations given bodies on this earth.
We
start everything there in the Bible, scriptures and their life. We go in the third heaven, rim above, where we find the throne of God, surrounded 24 elders, in the paradise of God. We
studied
their fullness there, and what we are, which are and those to come. We studied in the scriptures. We passed through, we went above all the heavens. We began on fullness of God the Father.
Amen.
Above all the heavens,
move
ahead to the beginning and the end.
Find
there the entire new heavens.
Heaven is
for new heavens,
is it a coma?
Which never ends. And ten new planets never end there. Which entire everlasting of God the Father.
Yet
it's the journal of the Bible and its life, existence in the things it speaks. Then he created them in me.
Gave
us a great call as nation of Uganda and it's worldwide to reveal all secrets of God. That's why I've told you,
he's
been created now, not of all. This verse 7. Isaiah chapter 48, verse
7.
They are created now and not from the beginning, even before the day when you heard them not, lest you should say, behold, I knew them.
Verse 8.
Yea, you have not. Yea, you had not. Yea, you knew not. Yea, from of old your ear was not opened. For I knew that you will deal very treacherously and were a very transgressor from the womb. Yes. You say, you refuse to reveal them to church in the time back because
you
have used to get money from the people. If you use what you don't know, you don't understand. And you con people. If you knew things beyond that. But in the next verse he says,
he's
chosen us from the furnace, it's our affliction, that he may reveal us these words.
We
hold them carefully
in
revealing them to nations. Let's read over here. Isaiah chapter 48, verse
10.
Behold, I have refined you, but not with silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction.
Verse 11.
For my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be profaned? And I will not give my glory unto another. Yes.
Yachikola kuruari nyari.
He did it for his name. In it they have been committing evil things. The glory of the Father. And cease to be.
He's
done it to bring back his glory. And can reveal fullness of God the Father. And reveal the breadth, the length, the depth, even the height, the fullness of God the Father.
It
is above all the heavens.
To
move on to the beginning and the end, where we find the new heaven and the new earth which never ends, and the everlasting of God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
when you read Isaiah 66, verse
22,
he speaks this on this issue.
Isaiah
chapter 66, verse
22.
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. Yes. The other remains there forever. Entire new heavens and the earth, they are forever.
It
is the everlasting of God. Yes. They enter
in
the everlasting of God the Father. Yes. That's why you see in Isaiah 63, verse 16, he is called the Father, everlasting Father. Yes. Isaiah 63, verse 16.
Ne wakubade nga Ibrahim tatumanyi, so na Israeli tatukiriza gwe ayi mukama gwe kitaffe omununuzi waffe okuva emirembe n'emirembe lyerinnya lyo.
Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham is ignorant of us and Israel acknowledges us not. You, O Lord, are our father, our redeemer. Your name is from everlasting. Yes. That's the Father who enters to the everlasting. His fullness.
That's
from above all the heavens.
And
goes on the beginning and the end. Before creation happens.
There we
find the new heavens and the new earth which never ends. Which enter the everlasting of God. That is God the Father. Now. Above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to enter the new heavens and the new earth, God the Father is where is called the God who was and who is to come. That's the heaven which was, the one going to come as the new heavens. It was there.
And
we just read which come from the one who was
yeah.
Who is going to come. What we call the heavens to come.
What we
speak of God who was. Let's read Revelations chapter 1 verse 4. Revelations chapter 1 verse 4.
Yokana eri kanisa omusanvezo mu Asia ekisa kiberenga namwe n'emirembe biva eri oyo abaawo era yabaawo era jjo kubaawo era biva eri emyoyo omusanvu eri ejiri maso g'entebe ye.
John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Yes. Now the God who was, that is the Father. And he was there with God the world. Even God the Holy Spirit. Now today,
is
what who carries God who was as the Father, him alone. And is the one who brings the God who is going to come. For a reason. When God seeks, he seeks for those which passed are ones he brings back. Yes. Now where we were before is where we are going to end up.
Because
we have ever been above the heavens. Now the God who is today, he makes up the heavens and earth which are today. That is God of the world. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. That shall get explained more tomorrow. Praise Jesus much. But God the Father and his entire fullness, which begins above all the heavens, to go to the beginning and the end, where we find the new heavens and the new earth, which never ends. We enter the everlasting of God the Father. That is the God who was and is the one to come. He was there as the heavens which was there before. And it's the heaven which is going to come again back. For God in Ecclesiastes, he says, he seeks that which passed. Those which are where?
Mubulize sura yokusatu. Olunyolwe kuminenya.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14.
Nga, manyinga buli katonda chakola. Chinabanga chaluberera. Tewali kintu ekiyinziko kuchongerwako. Ne wakubadde okukisalibwako wako. Era katonda kyeyava kikola abantu balyoke batye.
I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it, that men should fear before him. Verse
15.
That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. And God requires that which is past. Yes. Now we come from those which were. We come in those which are.
It's
the heaven and earth which are today. Now in our going back, we go back in things which were there. God understand him in every angle of him. Have understood him.
Aha.
Have you understood that? Where we go, above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, there are new heavens and the new earth which never ends, which enter in the everlasting of God the Father. There are ones which were. There are ones which come back. We are ending up there.
When
heaven and earth which are today have passed away. That's why in the Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2, he said we were there in old. We were there. Our spirits were there, above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. In the new heavens, new earth, which never ends, which in the everlasting of God the Father, in the everlasting life, that's why he based to create heaven and earth.
He
pushed us in the new heavens and earth which are, for he had foreseen sin within us. He wanted to separate us. After separating the sheep and the goats, heaven and earth which are today, which make the God who is, that called God the Word, the Son Jesus, he reigns over heaven and earth when they pass away. He's going to lead us, take us back there. We was overcome
with
others in the lake of fire and flames.
Amen.
Zaburi
gamba. That's what Psalms 90 says. Let's read, we see.
Zaburi esura ya chenda,
Psalms chapter 90, verses 1.
Mukama, go wali echifo cha fecho kutula mirembe jona.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Verse 2.
Ensozi ngatezin nazaliwa. Eranga tonna bumba nsine bintu. Okuva mirembe jona.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Yes. You have seen that word. That Lord, you were our dwelling place. Himself.
Is
the new heavens and the new earth, we were there. Now God, how did they sit in him? You see today,
we
move and walk in the God who is. The heavens and earth which are today. We sit, we sleep within him. Even above the heavens, we are there like that. Above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end,
there are
new heavens, new earth which never ends. It's the everlasting of God. It's the Father. Where we are going. That's why in the heavenly journey. You tell them, I know my God. I have ever been there and I'm going back there.
We were
within him.
In
the 10 new heavens, new earth. Found above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end.
In
the everlasting of God. They were there, we were also there. In him. As you see today, we are in the God who is God in the world. We know as the Son Jesus Christ.
And the
entire heavens and earth is their fullness. They are all within him. I want to end here. Tomorrow we begin with fullness of God in the world. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. Which make up four heavens, even their fullness,
and
10 planets with their fullness, those which are today, and we live in him, move in him, things of heavens and earth. That is Christ. When we shall finish, we see the fullness of God and Spirit. We know a Spirit of the Lord. Or the Spirit of God. Or the Spirit of Christ. Which is made up of 7 spirits. And the 6 spirits. Their bodies, they are the seraphs. They have six hands each. 6 wings. 2 legs. They are filled of eyes all over. They multiply cherubim 6 times in size.
Amen.
Things of the brightness of God, you know them. You can even explain them well. But here we pass through them in a summary. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for believing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Thank you for putting in action. And to be ready. To spread to the many.
As
for 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Verses 1 and 2. That these words.
Will
to the faithful people. Who spread them to others.
And
they will fulfill. Matthew 28. Verses 18. Up to 20.
Yasubiza, Matakumina, Yabimukaga, Jomoya Warija, Arima Jukisavion, 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 Arima Jukisavion
Omoyo wa mukama bawa amanyi. Bawa amanyi. Bawa amanyi. Bawa amanyi. Ubanga yasubiza. Ikwa tumesule soka. Nero munana. Nemo mduku walicha. Ali bawa amanyi. Namwe muli bajuwa bange. Mu Yerusalem. Mu Juda yona. Ne kusonda nyezesi. Bawa amanyi. Amanyi akasigukura. Ebyalema. Amanyi akaoja. Amanyi akasukiza. Amanyi akasobuja. Ubanga yagamba. Mu Zaburi.
Psalms
104.
You renew the face of the earth.
You live
in the revival.
You
the restoration of all things. When you speak,
millions
of people here
and
they be lost, they be healed.
He
had spoken.
Isaiah 6.
People
hardened
their hearts and refused to hear.
Yes,
they hear. And they
will be healed. And Lord promised
Daniel
12.
In the last days, You can sit down. As will come the next minister.
To
tell us what we do next.